take a listen to Chandrika Tandon's voice. This is the opening of Soul Call. Is central to the album. It appears all the way through, arranged in a variety of musical colors. Chandrika Tandon estimates it's somewhere between 3 and 6,000 years old.
Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. And it's meant to correspond with the 8 centers, the vital centers of the body. And what it's believed from ancient times is that repeating this chant many times, you know, puts a protective armor around your system as the cells are going through their healing processes, their cell regeneration processes. Namo Narayana,
Namo Narayana. One of Chandrika Tandon's friends suggested she set those 8 syllables to music.
And I'd said yes, maybe, and I'd put the idea aside, and as literally, it was probably one night at 3 in the morning. I was fast asleep and I woke up and I was hearing these orchestras playing in my head. I was hearing the music. And for the next few hours, I was sitting there with my keyboard and my little tape recorder, just singing out these songs. Yogi Vande Vishnu Bhava Bhayaharam Sarva Lokaikanatam.
Chandrika Tandon spent years studying with some of India's great master musicians, visiting them for a week here and there in the midst of her busy schedule. And she is busy. Chandrika Tandon happens to be an extremely successful business leader in the United States.
You know, I've spent my whole life in the business world. You know, I did very well in school. I did very well in college. I went to business school. I finished business school when I was 20.
That was in India. When Tandon came to the United States in the 1970s, she worked for Citicorp and then became a partner at McKinsey & Company. In 1992, she launched her own financial advisory firm. Nowadays, she runs that company and also serves as a trustee and board member for various institutions, including New York University and her own charitable foundation. She says she really wants to excel at the things she does, and she wants those things to matter. Chandrika Tandon didn't compromise when it came to her singing. She sought out the best teachers in India and the United States, criticized herself endlessly, worked and worked at it for decades. When it came to making her album and collaborating with an orchestral arranger, Tandon knew precisely what she wanted.
I was very clear when I composed them that they were composed in certain beats. There was a percussive element to it. I composed it in 7 beats, in 6 beats, in 8 beats, and I wanted certain kinds of divisions in the 8 beats using my classical training. And then he took it to a whole different level.
And now Chandrika Tandon is a Grammy nominee. People are paying attention to her singing, including friends and associates from the business world, many of whom didn't really know much about her other musical life.
Until the Grammy nomination, I think they were observing me with some sort of, they were bemused by it all. Now they're like, oh my God. So my friends are in shock. My business friends are in shock.
But finally, what matters most to Chandrika Tandon isn't notching up another material success. She's got plenty of those. Instead, she's genuinely moved when she talks about receiving a note from a fan, a police officer, somewhere in the Midwest.
And she just wrote to me and she said, look, I found this album of yours and I'm in a very high-stress job in the police department and I've been playing this CD nonstop and I just want to thank you for making this music. She didn't need to do that, you know, and she didn't need to do that. It makes me happy that it makes people feel good because I think ultimately when we hear great music, the music crosses some boundary and touches something within you. You find your happiness.
Tandon is quick to say that there are countless singers and writers more accomplished than her. But judging from the response she's been getting, Soul Call is crossing some boundaries. It's music that seems to matter to people.
I think that's what makes me really awestruck, and I feel really grateful.
For The World, I'm Alex Galifant in New York.